Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the first session of Azure What's Brewing for this new year. My name is Gandhali Samant, and I am a technology evangelist at Microsoft India. And in this session, we are actually going to look at all the new updates and new announcements we have had on Microsoft Azure platform. To start with, the first announcement we had this month was about Azure Analysis Services. So those of you who have used SQL Server Analysis Services before, you can think that Azure Analysis Services is the cloud-based service which uses the same engines of your SQL Server Analysis Services. It is built on the same proven analytic engine. And with this month's announcements, this service is now available in preview in 4 more regions. So we announced this service last year in preview with very few regions. This month we added 4 new regions to it, which is North Central US, Brazil South, Southeast Asia, and East US too. With Azure Analysis Services, you can actually host semantic data models in the cloud. Users in your organizations can connect the models using different tools like, you know, Power BI or Excel or many other reports, and they can do the perform ad hoc data analysis tasks. It is completely compatible with the SQL Server 2016 Analysis Services Enterprise Edition, if you already know that. It also supports tabular models. It supports direct query, partitions, row-level security, bidirectional relationship, and translations are all supported. So that was with Azure Analysis Services. The next one we have is Azure Management Libraries. So Azure Management Libraries, again, last year we announced a preview of new simplified management libraries for .NET and Java. This month we released beta 4 for this library for both .NET and Java, which adds support for following different features. The first one is App Service, which is Azure Web Apps. Second one is SQL Database, which is Azure PaaS, Platform as a Service Database in Cloud. The third one is in Application Gateway. Fourth is Traffic Manager. Fifth is Azure DNS, Azure CDN, and Azure Redis Cache. These management libraries provide you to directly create and manage your resources right from your .NET or Java code. So you can actually write one create or define statement using .NET and Java code, which can connect to your Azure subscription and create these resources for you. So those who are not very familiar with PowerShell and, you know, Azure CLI kind of tools, which lets you do the automation of your resource deployment, they can use this managed libraries. Our goal is to improve the developer experience by providing a higher level object-oriented API, which will be optimized for readability and writability, because not everybody is comfortable with command lines. So these libraries, they are built on the lower level request response style auto-generated clients, and they can run side by side with those. So keep trying them. There are a lot of people who have already tried it, and they are providing us with a lot of useful feedback, depending on which we are adding more features and more services to these libraries. They are right now in beta 4. As we keep making them better, we'll soon be able to release them in general availability. The next one I have on my list is Azure Document DB. So many of you might be using some kind of NoSQL database, right? So Azure Document DB is, first of all, our NoSQL database, a PaaS service. It's a completely cloud-managed database which can automatically scale to any number of nodes. It scales on demand and it can bring your data wherever your users go around the globe. So it is completely transparent to your application. With this month's announcement, we have released the Azure DocumentDB SDK for Xamarin Mobile Platform. So again, Xamarin Mobile Platform is, you know, one for all platform for building your mobile applications. You can write your .NET code to create mobile applications that would work on Windows, Android, or iOS. Xamarin is a platform which lets you create your application using your skill set of .NET to create mobile apps for all these different platforms. And now with this SDK, your Xamarin app will be able to interact directly with DocumentDB without a middle tier. The features that we have in this SDK is basically you can do rich queries over schema-less data. So basically, DocumentDB stores data as schema-less JSON documents in different collections, and it offers rich and fast queries without, you know, worrying about the schema or indices. Obviously, it's very fast and it has a guaranteed throughput, so that again is a good thing for your mobile application. It has limitless scale and it is globally distributed, so your DocumentDB collections can grow as your app grows, as your user base grows. You can start with a very small size and, you know, something like 100 requests per a second, and then you can just go, as your users keep adding, you can go to hundreds of millions of requests per second throughput as well. Again, if your app users are on the go across the world, DocumentDB is a globally distributed database, so you can bring the data wherever your users are. We also have the built-in rich authorization feature where you can easily implement popular patterns like per user data or multi-user data without, you know, any complex authorization code. You can also do geospatial queries. So you know, many mobile apps want to do those. So those types are supported in DocumentDB, and DocumentDB makes these experiences very easy to accomplish. And the app data often includes binary blobs, so native storage for like attachments, which is available with this SDK. You can have native support for attachment, where you can store anything that any of your app data as binary blobs. So these are the features of Azure DocumentDB, and the SDK is now available for Xamarin Mobile Platform. Next announcement I have is Azure Open Linux Platform. So basically, Tilia Linux OS is a open source distribution built from ground up for cloud and data center environment. So it's a distribution which was specifically created for data center environment, and Microsoft Azure is the first public cloud provider where we are giving this CLEAR Linux as a Azure Marketplace solution. What I mean by Azure Marketplace is when you go into Azure portal and search for CLEAR Linux, you can say it in Azure Marketplace, you can use that image to build your machine. So what all you can do is you can, if you want, you can just create a bare bone VM with this open source Linux distribution already installed on it. It can serve as a starting point for anybody who is wanting to explore and build out these systems. We also have a container image that includes the Docker container runtime and also a sample solution image for developing machine learning applications, which comes preloaded with the popular open source tools. So in addition to the performance features of CLEAR Linux, there are a lot of benefits that you can, your DevOps teams can derive from the stateless capabilities of this distribution in Azure. So as I said, this is available on Azure Marketplace if you want to go and try it now. The next one we have is Azure Automation Availability in UK and West Central US regions. So Azure Automation is a service which you can use to create, monitor, deploy, or maintain your resources in your Azure or on-premises or third-party cloud environments. It uses a highly scalable and reliable process execution and a desired state configuration engine. Previously, it was not available in these two regions. With this month's announcements, any of you who have customers in, say, Azure UK or West Central US regions, the Azure Automation Service is now available in those geographic locations for your use. Okay, so moving on. The next one I have on my list is a new Azure Storage release, which is giving you a large blob size. So those who are using Azure Storage, you know we have blob storage, which is basically your, you know, object storage. With this new announcement, now you can take advantage where your entire blob size can go up to 4.77 TB with each block of maximum 100 MB. So the size was much lesser before. Now we have increased it. So if you want to share huge data or big files at a time, you can use a single blob to to save those files. With this new storage release, we also have features like, say, incremental copy for page blobs, and we also have list directories and file APIs. That APIs now are available with a new parameter that will limit a listing to a specified prefix. So for example, you want to find all the files with a specific prefix. Now that API can take a parameter. Previously it wasn't possible. We also have a put message API where actually that API can return information about the message that it just added. Like for example, you added a new data to your blog. Once it gets added, it can actually give a POP receipt. So there are a lot of new other things also. So we have changed the public access level, how you access the public access level of blob. You can actually get it now from the list container APIs as well. And there are many other changes. There are some changes in the client library also. So we have a .NET client library for Azure Storage. And now it supports the portable class library and also the key rotation for client-side encryption of blobs. So these all new features, there are many more features available with this new Azure Storage release. I would encourage you to go read them on Azure blog to see what all can be used in your scenarios. Next one we have is very interesting. It's regarding SQL database, basically Azure SQL database, which is our PaaS service, SQL Server in Cloud service. The news is that we have doubled the write performance across all Azure SQL database offers. So we have different tiers of Azure SQL database, basic, standard, and premium. And again, in these tiers, there are different, different versions like standard 1, standard 2, standard 3, again, premium. So those all versions have a specific limit of DTUs of write and read performance. So what we have done with this announcement is the write performance across all these tiers has been doubled, and we have also doubled the read performance on our premium tier. And the best thing is these performance upgrades, they come with no price change. So your same tier, whatever you are paying for Azure SQL database, you keep paying the same, you just have double write performance or double read and write performance in case of premium databases with no price changes. And these changes are available as of now worldwide. So these obviously, this has a lot of good effects, because now this will allow you to do price optimization. If you were using higher level of pricing tiers just to get that kind of performance, you can do optimizations there, or add more data or add more transactions to your database without worrying about the performance. So this can also help you in especially heavy OLTP workloads where you have random read patterns. it would, they will benefit from these increases in read performance. So again, this is a very good announcement because you are getting all the goodness of a cloud PaaS database service along with a better performance now for no cost. Okay, so moving on, the next one we have is we have a new streaming endpoint for Azure Media Services. So let me explain before a bit. So Azure Media Services is one of our, again, a PaaS service which deals in all your media requirements. So right from ingestion of your media content to dynamically package it to stream it, everything from end to end as can be managed or can be done by using Azure Media Services component. It's one of the biggest thing that has always attracted customers to the platform, and you know, it offers the scale and robustness, and we have actually used that for different events such as say FIFA World Cup matches or Olympic events or Super Bowl matches. We have used Azure Media Services for streaming. So it also offers dynamic packaging into HLS, smooth streaming, MPEG dash, and you know, dynamic encryption, and lot of other compatibility with other tools like Microsoft Play Ready or Google Widevine, Apple Fairplay, and so on. But we actually used to have an issue in the scaling of streaming units. So every time you needed more capacity or more streaming capacity, you would have to add a new streaming unit to get that capacity. With this new streaming endpoint option, now what we call it as a standard streaming endpoint, it eliminates this complexity by giving you the scale and robustness without having to create streaming units. So what we are doing is, behind the scenes, we monitor the requirements that you have for your streaming endpoint. And as soon as your requirements change, we scale out as needed. So this means that that endpoint can be used to deliver your streams to large range of audience sizes. So rather, from very small audience to thousands of concurrent viewers, they all can use this standard streaming endpoint. Also, if you want to use this endpoint automatically creates provision when you create a new Azure Media Services account. And on the top of it, it includes a 15-day free trial period. So you can try it for 15 days for free. Okay. We can also integrate all the new available Azure CDN providers, Akamai and Verizon, to your streaming endpoints, including their standard and premium products. And you can also manage and configure all the related features through Azure CDN portal. Moving on, the next one I have on my list is HD Insight Tools. The HD Insight Tools for IntelliJ and Eclipse, basically they serve the open source community, and you know, a lot of HD Insight Spark developers use it. These tools run smoothly in Linux, Mac, and Windows. So in the recent release, we have focused on users' feedback to ensure a smooth user experience. So a few of the new features that we have added is, first one is support for Spark 2.0. So now these are fully compatible with Spark 2.0. They allow you to enjoy all the cool features such as API usability, performance improvement, structured streaming, RUDF support, lot of operational improvements. The second feature we have is a local run. So now these tools, HD Insight tools for IntelliJ, they can work on generic Hadoop clusters in addition to submit Spark jobs to HD Insight clusters. So what I mean by that is, say if you have a Hortonworks sandbox, which you are working with Hadoop locally in your development environment, and you are, when you are developing a solution, you can use these tools for submitting the job. And once you are done with your development, you want to deploy it at scale, then you can then move to an HD Insight cluster. So this is a really good useful feature, because now you all these tools which you could use in the cluster or a cloud environment, you can first try them in your development environment. We have also done some updates to the job view, so you can get a better UI to view your jobs list, your job summary, and details for a selected job. And the job graph also allows you to view the execution details and the task summary and the executor's view for a job. So if you want to use this, you can get the latest bits by going to IntelliJ repository and searching for Azure Toolkit. IntelliJ will also prompt users, you know, if you don't have a installed a plugin, they will prompt you to get the latest update. So that was for HD Insight tools for IntelliJ. Now, moving on, I think we are almost at the end. Okay, so the last one we have is protection and recovery of Citrix Zen Desktop and Zen App using Azure Site Recovery. So Azure Site Recovery is basically a part of our Microsoft OMS Operation Management Suite. It enables you to gain control and manage your workloads wherever you run them. Like, for example, you can run them on Azure, AWS, Windows Server, Linux, VMware, OpenStack, wherever. So it gives you a cost-effective all-in-one cloud IT management solution. Even existing system center customers can take advantage of these, you know, operation management suite add-ons. With this announcement, we are now giving the support of ASR to your Citrix Zen Desktop and Zen App environments. You can use Azure Site Recovery for the protection and recovery of these environments. You can actually, like if you see on your screen, these are the following components, including you can have a Citrix delivery controller, a storefront server, Zen App Master, delivery agent, Zen App license server, ADDNS server, and SQL database server. So all these components, wherever you are using them, on your on-prem or AWS or any other stack, you can use Azure Site Recovery to create your failover structure and protect your components. So actually, that was the last thing I had on the list. We didn't have lot many updates these months, but some of them were pretty good ones, weighted ones. With that, I'm actually going to move to Q&A. So if anybody has any questions, please type them. Okay, there is a question from Atal Upadhyay saying, I suppose AWS gives Linux VM too. How can you claim MS is first? I did not claim MS is first in Linux. I claimed for that one distribution. So obviously AWS has a lot of Linux versions available, and also Microsoft Azure also has all these Linux, new Linux version available. I was specifically talking about the Clear Linux OS, which is a new free open source Linux distribution, which is built specifically for cloud and data center environment. And for that distribution, Clear Linux OS, that distribution, Azure is the first cloud provider. Obviously, there are a lot many different Linux distributions, and they are supported on many different clouds. Azure is one of them. We support all the other Linux distributions as well. It's just that in Clear Linux OS, this is the first public cloud. So I hope that answers your question, Atal. The next one I have is, would it possible to share the presentation? So yes, it is possible to share the presentation. Actually, we have a DX India blog, which has been a little dormant for last few months, but I will paste a link at the end of this session, and we'll soon put this entire presentation in a blog along with all the whole PPT. So you can actually get the PPT, which will contain all the links to these updates, where you can go read everything in detail. It will happen in next couple of days. Is it possible to get this update list? Yes, Amod Gokhale. Yes, this is, it is possible. As I said, let me just finish this, I'm going to send you all a blog link, and we'll be posting this presentation on blog. There is a question saying how protections to suit works in conjunction with SMS. So I'm sorry, I'm not really sure about this question. Can you reword it or something? Venkatesh Srinivasan, please email the presentation. Hi Venkatesh, just stay on the call for a couple of minutes. I'm going to send a blog link to everybody. Right now the blogs are a little old, but we are going to revive them soon, and this presentation in next couple of days we'll be uploading it on blog. So next question is for manufacturing analytics, manufacturing shop floor management, which tools software are available on Azure Stack? So for Azure Stack, we have a lot of different analytics tools. We have Azure Machine Learning, we have Azure Data Lake, we have Azure Data Lake Analytics. You can use different tools for, depending on your need. So just wait on the call for a couple of minutes. I'm going to post the link to the blog to everybody, and this presentation will be available there in next couple of days. And I'm here, so if you want to type in more questions, please go ahead. So I have sent a blog link to DX India blog to everybody. That's where you will find this presentation. Praveen, regarding your question, yes, please connect with me on Twitter. I'll give you my Twitter handle, and there I can share a specific link regarding your what specific things you are trying to look at for manufacturing industries. Yes, I can share it with you. I'm just going to send my Twitter handle. Again, I'll send it to everybody. If you have any questions later on, you can connect with me. Yes, this link is correct. It says nothing found because we recently moved to a new service. So all our old blogs are not available on this. But going forward, this is a link where we will be posting all our blogs. So right now it says nothing found. Okay, thanks Praveen. Okay guys, so I'm going to stay on for a couple of minutes. If you guys have any questions, I'm here. Also, I've given you my Twitter handle. Connect with me there. And please use this link to check the blog in the next couple of days. Okay, can you please tell me what will be the migration path from old API to newer one? Venkatesh Srinivasan, can you explain what old API, like which APIs are you using? Are you talking about any specific APIs? Or I really didn't understand the question correctly. So can you please give some more details? Or you can just connect with me offline and explain your entire use case to me, and I can tell you. Okay, I think that's the end of it then. I don't think there are any more questions. So have a good evening, everybody. If you have any more questions later, please connect with me on Twitter. And I'll see you all next month again. Thank you.